I'm reading Luke 2, verses 8 through 20. Luke 2, 8 through 20, reading from Luke's account of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ and of the proclamation of the good news to the shepherds and of the worship that the angels gave the Lord Jesus Christ when he was born. Before we read the scripture, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you chose in your great and sovereign wisdom to give such detailed accounts of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, into this world. You wanted us to know that you gave the greatest gift in the universe when you gave your Son for us and for our salvation, that you wanted us to recognize that just as the angels worshiped you, that we are to worship you as our personal Savior and Lord. And that just as the shepherds, who were truly outcast in their society, were among the first to receive the good news of the gospel, that no matter how much we feel abandoned or outcast, that there is hope for us in the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask that you speak to us through this word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reading God's word, starting at verse 8 of Luke 2. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into Bethlehem, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. I want to speak about the power, transforming power of the gospel for a few moments, and to start with peace. Peace overcoming panic is not simply the absence of conflict. It's confidence that God Almighty has come in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the perfect humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ, to sympathize with us. God came in Christ to dwell among us, to experience heartbreak and abandonment and hunger and thirst, the rejection of his own countrymen, the Jews, to experience temptation and trial, to face death. And he did that in order to become the perfect Savior who would be able to identify with us in all the dark places of our life. So, you know, when circumstances are going well, we feel very much a part of the human life, human race, and may not feel lonely. But when suffering comes, when bad things come, we can feel very lonely. We can feel very alone. And oftentimes the evil one comes in those situations to discourage us, to tell us that we've been abandoned. And people around us express sympathy, and that's a great encouragement. But then you meet someone who has been through exactly what you've been through. And they can understand what you've been through, because they've been through exactly the same thing. And you're able to pour your hearts out to them. They comfort you, and you are comforted because you've spoken to someone who's gone through what you've gone through. That is what God has given us in Jesus Christ that is such a source of peace. Jesus Christ came into this world. He had no place, he said, to lay his head. The foxes have places, lay their heads, but the Son of Man is nowhere. He knows what it's like to be destitute. Jesus also knows what it's like to not have a prayer answered. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed and he asked the Lord, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. And God said, no, it's not possible. And Jesus submitted himself to that answer from the Father and joyfully and willingly went to the cross for our salvation. Jesus knows what it's like to be rejected, to be abandoned. And so Christianity is so unique. It's unique among every other religion in that we have a God who suffered and we have a God who triumphed over suffering perfectly. And therefore, we have a God who is close to the brokenhearted and can deliver those who are crushed in spirit because he knows, he understands, and that's such a great source of peace. But there's also another aspect of peace here. It's really in one of the most famous Christmas statements in Scripture. It's verse 14. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. What does peace mean in the Word of God? It's not a general peacefulness. It's not it's not prosperity. And it's not a trouble-free life. Peace means the end of warfare and enmity. The Old Testament word that communicates peace is the word shalom. And that means wholeness in our relationship with God, in our relationship with others, in our relationship with ourselves. We live in a world in which there is no peace because people do not have peace with God. And until we have peace with God, we can't have peace with one another. Because all peace, just as all true love, flows from God. God is the source of it. So the natural human heart is hostile to God. It wants to be king. And until we understand this really instinctive bent of our will that was first exhibited by Adam in the Garden of Eden, we don't understand. Really, one of the main springs of human nature is that we are hostile to the authority of God, naturally. And because we're hostile to the authority of God, we want to be king. And one of the deepest convictions of our heart when we don't know the Lord Jesus is, I must be in control in order to have peace. I cannot be happy if I'm yielded to God, because I need to be in absolute control. And this creates all kinds of hostility with God and with other people. And that is why the angels said, worship the Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those with whom he is pleased. Now, the proclamation of the power of the good news of Christmas is that Jesus Christ came to bring peace, to bring reconciliation between us and God. How did he do that? Well, Jesus was perfectly suited as perfect God and perfect man to bring us who are estranged from God to God. He assumed our human nature. He died on the cross to close the gap between us and God by bearing our sin. He heals the separation by wearing our sin. Think of what great love God has, that when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, God was saying, I am for you. I am seeking to bring you back into a relationship with me. We receive that peace from God through Jesus Christ. There is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. But to receive that peace, we have to repent. We have to yield our lives to God. We have to receive that gift of Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, because he's the only one that can take away our sin and bring us back to God. He is our peace. Now, there's different ways to express our hostility to God. Some people are just outright rebellious. They outright reject Jesus Christ and rebel. I'm just going to live every way I want, any way I want to. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. But there's another way, and that's more covertly. And say, well, I'm going to please God, and I'm going to earn eternal life by all the good things I do. And that way I can control God. You have to, God, let me into heaven because all the good things I've done for you. And it's seeking really to be our own Savior by saying, well, I'll do all these good things. Then, God, you have to bless me. You're indebted to me. And the scriptures tell us we have peace with God when we say, Lord, Lord God, only you and your grace can save me. You're the only light of this world that can dispel the sadness of the guilt of my sin. More than anything, Lord God, I need your grace and I need your peace to be right with you, and I simply yield my life to you. When we rest in Jesus, we have peace forever. One of the great, great aspects of the good news is, you know, loved ones who die believing in Jesus, they are more whole than we are. They're right in the presence of Jesus. They'll never suffer again. We have wonderful memories of them that nothing can take away. But it's not the last time we'll see them. And that's because Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary so that we might be born again to eternal life. When we trust Jesus, we have that peace of eternal life here and now. And someday, we'll have it in fullness with our loved ones in heaven. That's a great promise of Christmas. Glory to God in the highest. God says in this passage, don't fear. I have good news for you. The good news that my Son has come into the world to save you from sin. You know, sometimes in our fear, we forget God. We forget what God has done. We forget what God wants to do. And peace of Christ takes hold of our life in our circumstances of daily life, no matter what they may be. When we say to ourselves, no matter what, Lord, I rest in your love. Jesus, you are almighty in your power. You are almighty in your love. And I know you're working for good. Even when I can't always see it, I walk by faith, not by sight. So let's remember to give glory to Jesus. Let's remember to rest in him. Let's remember to yield the dark places of our life to him so his light can flood our lives. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving your Son. Thank you for the salvation we have that we don't hope to have, but we truly do have, because our salvation rests on your love. Thank you for the greatest gift that you gave us in giving Jesus, the source of all love. God, enable us to let you into every difficult, dark place of our lives so that we may walk with you in obedience and trust and experience your peace. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.